state dance tournament coverage brought to you on Q92 by United Prairie Insurance Agency, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Egg Processing Incorporated, American Surplus of Montevideo, B. Johnson Electric, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tenson Marine of Raymond, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Madison Bottling Company, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Brian Tebben Farm Bureau Insurance, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Chad Kranz, Mama's Brick Oven Pizza, Madison Optical. State dance coverage brought to you by Ludvigson Tiling, Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Greg Thole Electric in Madison, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, The Wold Agency. State dance coverage brought to you by Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Warren Triggerstead, Pioneer Seeds, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Chival Mutual, Mitch Gertis Appleton, Mattress Barn in Marshall, Heartland Motors, Morris, and Zarbach Memorials in Madison. Thanks for joining us for State Dance Line coverage right here on Q92.
All right, Paul Ramo back here at our Target Center in Minneapolis. We're going to gather with the Shadows here in the concourse area. If you're just tuning in, the Shadows are state runners-up in Class A Jazz, and Ken Fransky joins me. And Ken, we're trying to find a team here, the whole Shadow fan base.
Well, Paul, this is more suspenseful than actually waiting for the announcements of the top three finishers. We've walked around the whole Target Center on the second level, and we still can't find our girls. Our state runner-up girls are missing.
Lisa must have them for a talk or something. Zambrotta Mazeppa plays third in Jazz, and the Shadows second. And Frazee, who did a very good job, placed first as state champions.
Yes, Paul. You know, in the prelims, we heard rumors from Hannah Johnson, the coach, that first and second were very tight, and then a separation from third. And that's the way it came out in the finals. Frazee with 6 rank points, the Shadows with 8 rank points, and then a big separation of third place finisher. Zambrotta Mazeppa was at a rank point of 19.5. So great day for the Shadow Jazz team.
Gives them a lot of confidence for tomorrow's high kick.
Boy, I don't know if these girls are going to sleep much, but that's okay. They're going to come full energy for 2 performances tomorrow.
All right, I have Riley Joel McCoy with me holding the state runner-up trophy. Riley, congratulations.
Thanks, Paul.
Hey, what's going on?
I can't even tell you right now. It's an amazing day. Yeah. It's been awesome.
Yeah, that looks good. You look good holding that trophy.
Well, thank you.
Where's the rest of the Shadows?
They are too crazy right now, excited about second place.
Yeah. What did Coach Lisa Johnson say to you on the floor? Here they are. Hey, we found the Shadow.
We did. She was so excited. She was bawling, like always. She was super excited.
Right. Let's get Josie over here, Josie Munsterman. Josie, congratulations, Josie.
Thank you.
What's your thoughts on placing runner-up?
I'm so excited, like the best feeling in the world. It's really rewarding because we worked really hard for this.
Yeah. I'm out of shape because I just walked around the whole Target Center. You're not even breathing hard.
No. Too much adrenaline right now.
I thought your performance in finals was a lot better than this afternoon. Do you agree with that?
We got our best scores all year, so it was our best performance of the season. So that's awesome.
Yeah, a lot of tears when you got done?
Yeah, we did. Lots.
Oh, here's Lisa Johnson. Congratulations, Lisa.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you.
All right. Talk about state runner-up. Highest place ever for Jazz.
Yes, highest place ever. So we are pretty excited. They had the best performance they had all year. So you can't be sad about that. But second place feels very, very good. I'm so proud of them. It's come a long way in a few years.
Yeah, Jazz has come a long way since you. When did you start Jazz, Lisa?
We started in 2011, and we had a good run in 2012. But it's been kind of a rebuilding since 2012, so feels good. Feels good.
And you got your daughter on a team standing next to you here. That's got to be even better.
I'm just so proud of her, and I'm just so happy. So good.
Grace Johnson joins me. Congratulations on making all tournament team.
Thank you.
With Aaliyah Schulmer, right?
Yes, with Aaliyah. Okay.
Talk about what you thought when they said Lock Pearl Dawson Boy.
It was just a surreal moment. We've been working for this for so long, and it paid off today.
You having fun today?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It gives you a little confidence and momentum going into high kick tomorrow, wouldn't it?
Definitely.
Boise's got a good team, don't they?
Oh, they do. We've been neck and neck with them all season, so it was fun to get, you know, just compete against them. And wow, yeah, they have a heck of a program up there in the cold.
Well, you do too. It was amazing to watch you, and I look at all the Shadow fans here in the concourse area, just having fun.
Yes, there's so many alumni here, so many people. It's a great day to be a Shadow.
I had a lot of alumni on the radio with me this afternoon, Grace.
Yeah, they are definitely really supportive throughout the years.
It's going to be a while before you're an alumni, right?
Yep.
All right, good luck tomorrow, and congratulations.
Thank you, Paul.
Congratulations, Lisa. Happy.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for coming.
That's Lisa Johnson, head coach of the Shadows, and taking state runner-up here at Target Center. And a lot of hugs and tears and going all around all the Shadows here at Target Center. That's going to wrap up our broadcast here today in Class A Jazz. Tomorrow we go high kick, and it'll be on the air a little before noon tomorrow here from Target Center in Minneapolis. With that, we'll turn it back to you at the studio. Thanks for listening, everybody.